All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And we appreciate you tuning in this morning. We got an exciting experience from you, experience for you, I should say. With our guest speaker today, the one and only Dr. Joel Wallach. So this is Dr. Ali Yassin, your prosperity philosopher, and known as Dr. Goldrich Mind, and we welcome you each and every morning. And as you know, we come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance. And it says when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. So we hold to that thought and to that philosophy, and we say that by being connected through our subconscious mind to the creator of all things, and that we literally can download all the good that we desire is there waiting for you. So as we come to you each and every morning, we share with you ideas and philosophies on this issue of your ability to create and control your life. So in about 4 or 5 minutes, Dr. Wallace will be on, and I would like to, I was talking to Lady Tycoon earlier this morning, and she had the announcement. What should people be doing right now, Lady Tycoon, in terms of while we're preparing for Dr. Wallace? What should they be doing?
Sending out a text or three-waying somebody on the line, posting a note on Facebook or all of their social media channels, whatever aspects that you have, Twitter and all the different social media channels, trying to get others to join us on the call. There's a lot of people that need to know some of this information so we can know how to take better care of ourselves and the things that are necessary for us to live a long, profitable, fruitful life. So get their pen and paper ready so we can take some notes, as well as sending out a text, as well as getting on social media channels and telling people to join us here on the broadcast this morning.
Absolutely. And, folks, we don't have just have a speaker this morning. We have really an icon, in a sense, when you talk about health and nutrition, Dr. Wallach. And we talk about 30 years of experience and research, not only just researching, but results as well. So what you're going to get this morning, if you have family and loved one, we want to say, look, you're going to learn how to live your best life. And the way to do that is to take control of your body. We have Hattie with us this morning. Hattie, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Woo! Yeah, yes, fired up. You're fired up. And I understand you've been working with Dr. Wallace for some time. And over the years, and you have experienced a lot over the years. And can someone double check the, are we on lecture mode, Lady Tycoon or Billionaire Baby? Because I heard some noise. I don't have a dashboard.
All participants are muted.
Okay, great. So, Hattie, we got about three minutes. So take about a couple of minutes. And I know you're a practitioner, health practitioner, and dealing with natural healing and herbs. But take a minute, give your urgent call to tell people to take action and go right ahead and let people get on the line to hit Dr. Wallach at this one.
Okay. Can you hear me, Ali?
Yes, go right ahead.
Awesome.
We don't need the music, Jabari. We do with the music. We don't need the music. Go ahead, Hattie.
Awesome, awesome. This is really a phenomenal opportunity for all of us in this call, and for all of those of us who will listen to the call after the call is over, because I can't tell you of any one person that has accomplished what Dr. Wallach has that's living right here, right now. A man who was a father, grandfather, great-grandfather, but he spends his whole 24/7 teaching, preaching about how to save our lives, beginning with us, so that the Centers for Disease Control has said that we would be burying a baby. Dr. Wallach is so passionate that that has not become our reality, as it should become our reality. I mean, the thought of me burying my babies is just not an option for me. I just can't even fathom it. And but that is one of the things that has that's fueled Dr. Wallach, his love for humanity, his love for health, and his recognition that there's no reason for any of us to be sick, for any of us to leave the planet prematurely. And because he knows and understands that, he wants to help us understand it as well. I know when you look at TV, right, and you see these pathologists cutting people open and stuff, trying to find out why they died. But this is something he did as a team, as a pathologist, where he was actually assigned to do autopsies on tens of thousands of animals, from alligators to rhinos to hummingbirds, it didn't matter, as well as humans, to see why we were leaving this planet. I found it kind of interesting, Ali, when he was talking about that alligators had diabetes. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff, okay. But his, as a natural doctor, he became a natural doctor because as a scientist and a pathologist, what he found out was, shoot, we should heal everybody. But the medical institutions were not willing to hear him. So he became a natural doctor. He could do it himself.
Okay, great, great, great. Thank you. We'll come back and we can ask questions. We got about 2 minutes before we get Dr. Wallach on. And I got some background noise. And anybody on the open line, the conference line, please, if you have background noise, we have an incredible experience this morning that we're going to have. So please, you just mute yourself out if you're there. Okay, it is 8:07. I'm going to do a mic check for Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach, good morning, good morning, good morning. I know you're on California time. It's 8:07. Okay. So as we wait another minute or two for Dr. Wallach to come on.
That's Aliyah. This is the 8:10 time.
8 what?
8:10.
Oh, 8:10, so we got 3 minutes. Okay, we got 3 minutes. All right, no problem. All right, folks, again, this is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. As we said earlier, if anyone you love and you appreciate, get them on this broadcast this morning. Take time and stop. You know, a healthy body, a healthy mind can create a healthy bank account. So, and I'm telling you right now, your health is the most valuable thing that you have. And this morning, Dr. Wallach would actually give you some mind-stimulating thoughts and ideas on what you have in your hand, just in natural remedies and herbs and different things. And he's not coming from theory. He's coming from practical experience and that he has accomplished. Linda, are you on this morning? It's 8:08. You got 2 minutes. No? Okay, great, great, great. So we'll get started. It's 8:09. Billionaire Joe, anything you want to add to our broadcast this morning before we get started?
I'm just looking forward to this incredible wisdom here, nutritional wisdom, you know, I call it. And, you know, I've been a fan of Dr. Wallach over the years, so very much looking forward to this incredible nutritional mind. You know, he's a legend. And, you know, we just want to obviously invite all our family and friends to tune in. This is a pivotal moment in this Billionaire Mastermind history here to have such a wonderful person, Dr. Wallach, online with us here this morning.
So it's my, okay. I think that our Dreamlike Coach is on today. She hasn't been here in a while, but I think she's with us this morning.
Dreamlike Coach, are you on?
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, hold on. Let me check for Dr. Wallace. Because we had to
get
the first
time.
Dr. Wallace, are you
on? I'm on.
Okay, hold on, Dr. Wallace. Hold on. Good morning, Dr. Wallace. How are you this morning?
Well, fine. Thank you. You guys are very kind. Glad to be and honored to be with you.
Likewise. You know, folks might not know this, but Dr. Wallace lives in the West Coast. It's 5:10 in the morning, and he's honoring us with his presence this morning. Dr. Wallace, you are a guest, of course, on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We have been, for the last 12 years, running a prosperity broadcast each and every morning, starting at 8 o'clock, you know, dealing with the science of the mind and the power that we have in our thoughts as well. But we're honored to have you this morning, Dr. Wallet, and Hattie had brought us to you, and over the last 30 years, one of your favorite recordings, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, is probably going to be known, going down in history. But let's get started this morning, and let's, you know, you've been out there teaching and researching and helping people. Tell us a little bit about your mission and a little bit about yourself as well.
Okay, well, thank you, Ali. You're very kind, and thank you, Hattie, for setting all this up. And I really appreciate you and your audience, and thank you so much for the opportunity to share. The thing that makes me different is I grew up on a little farm in Missouri, okay, a little Angus farm. And to make a long story short, in 1958, when I graduated high school, I went to University of Missouri and went to agricultural school. And my main push was field crops and soils and animal husbandry and nutrition. Got into veterinary school halfway through, so for the last 2 years of ag school, I was also doing veterinary studies, and we didn't have a lot of money, so I had to work my way through school, and so I worked at the pathology department helping with autopsies and things like that, and so I might as well take some courses here and get some credit towards it. So in 1964, when I graduated from the University of Missouri, I had my degree in agriculture, I had my degree in veterinary medicine, I was halfway through my degree in pathology, so I went to Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa to kind of finish up my degree in pathology. And 1 year into that, Marlon Perkins asked me to go to Africa from the old Mutual Mahal Wow Kingdom TV show. I had worked for him in the zoo in St. Louis, and he sent me to Africa to work on the wild white rhino conservation project. So I was there. He said, it might be 2 years, 5 years when you're done. We'll send you back to school if that's what you want to do, or you can work at the zoo. Make a long story short, I lived in the bush for 2 years and caught 200 white rhino and sent them here. So if you see a white rhino in a wild animal park or a zoo, it's either one that I caught or offsprings are the ones that I caught. And 2 years into it, I'm prepared to stay in Africa forever. I really got along with the villagers and so forth and learned how to speak Zulu and Matabele. But Perkins sends me a letter and said he just got a $25 million grant using my paper that I had written on that mass die-off from pollution as a pathology student in 1961. I didn't realize the importance of it. It was the first paper written in America on a mass die-off from pollution, got it published, and he recognized the importance of it and applied for and got a $25 million grant to do a study. Make a long story short, it was a 10-year study at Washington University in St. Louis. I did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change of over 454 species of zoo animals and 3,000 human beings looking for pollution as a cause of death. Everybody knew the earth was going to end in 2 weeks at that time from pollution. And again, make a long story short, my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as National Treasure because I discovered a new science called epigenetics, to replace the genetics. They found that there were no genetically transmitted diseases or no genetically transmitted birth defects. And so we have a new science called epigenetics, and I'm one of the two fathers, along with Bruce Lipton, of that science. Make a long story short, I was working at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, at Yerkes Primate Center with NASA in Atlanta, Georgia, and I found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis in a monkey in the NASA colony and said it wasn't genetic, it was a simple nutritional deficiency, and they fired me. because he said, well, you must be sipping food because everybody knows the classic example of ejaculate transmitted disease. Well, went back to school and became a naturopathic physician so I could treat patients. And one last piece here, and I'll turn it back to you. And that is, in practice, because I was in the newspaper every day for 3 months on the cystic fibrosis thing, people would bring their children to me with cystic fibrosis. I could cure them in weeks. And also they brought me kids with muscular dystrophy, and I learned how to prevent and cure muscular dystrophy in weeks. Very simple. Gave all the information with Jerry Lewis and the telethon, and they fired the Muscular Dystrophy Association, fired Jerry Lewis and stopped the telethon because he brought them a cure. And then Malan and I went to Qishan, China, and did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of Qishan disease, which is a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, the same cause of death of cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, and sudden death syndrome. And to make a long story short, of the 1,700 autopsies, this was published in three different languages in 1990. Let's see here. Oops. That's break time?
No, I thought that was you.
Oh. No.
That's not you?
Oh, there you go. That was one of you guys. Okay. And so anyway, lastly, in 1,700 autopsies, 100% had muscular dystrophy, 35% had cystic fibrosis, and 200 had Sudden Death Syndrome. And got it published, and of course, to see here, April 16, 2013, a federal court forced the manufacturers of baby formulas to put this nutrient that was missing in the baby formulas, and 3 months later, the Charlotte Observer, the big newspaper in Charlotte, North Carolina, came out in headlines on the front page. We don't know why, but sudden death syndrome has vanished in the state of North Carolina. And so we eliminated sudden death syndrome. You haven't heard about that in the last couple of years because by putting this nutrient in the baby formula, we've ended sudden death syndrome, because sudden death syndrome was not caused by mothers laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies that died of sudden death syndrome were in bed with their mothers. They all died of this nutritional deficiency. And once the formula companies were forced to put that nutrient in the formulas, we ended sudden death syndrome and crib death.
So that's okay. It. Wow. Wow. What a summary. So bringing you up today, I want to take you back one more time.
Sure.
In 1997, not only you have incredible mind for health and nutrition and all the things that you've done research on. And you're known for, as I said earlier, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and we'll get into that, and these 90 minutes. But I like about your mind, business mind, as well as a mind that's focused on healing and helping people. But you started a company in 1997, and that's 30-some years ago. And that company now is on the stock exchange. I think it's NASDAQ. And
yes,
you have several hundred or thousands of different products that is dedicated to many areas, but mostly in the healing process. But one thing you're known for is minerals. So our audience here today, as we call the new norm, what's going on with the virus, really need some baby steps, I should say, as to what we need to do in order to continue to protect ourselves beyond staying 6 feet away. So let's talk about this mineral substance that you suggest that can take care of the body.
Okay, well, thank you, Ali. This is, in fact, I was working on this for 4 hours. It's already... I was redoing autopsies online of people who have died from the COVID-19, and I figured out all the last pieces. I know everything that needs to be known about COVID and how to prevent it from it. No, we should have no more pandemics, because I figured out how to stop the pandemics, just like I figured out how to stop cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy,
wow,
and death.
Okay.
So thank you, because of being getting ready for, you know, joining you on your show, I spent the hours trying to do something useful. But so basically, what I figured out and why my thesis
from my 20,000 autopsies is in the Smithsonian Institute, I figured out that all vertebrates, whether you're a hummingbird or an elephant or a snake or a fish or a porpoise or a monkey or a human being, they all require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, for stem cells to do their job. Everybody knows about stem cells, which repair damaged cells, which maintain normal cells and replace normal cells that die after their normal lifespan. So I almost sneeze. Excuse me. A lot of dust here. So I figured out that all the stem cells need these 90 essential nutrients to do their job. And doctors will tell you, if you ask a doctor, a medical doctor, shouldn't I be supplementing? Shouldn't I be taking some vitamins and minerals? They say, nah, don't waste your time and money and taking vitamins and minerals. Just eat well, you're going to get everything you need. Well, that would be like you asking your mechanic, shouldn't I be putting some oil in my car? Nah, don't waste your money on oil in your car. Just put dirt from Texas in there. There's bound to be some oil in it. Well, an insane person would laugh at that mechanic and leave and never go back to them. When a doctor says, don't waste your money on vitamins and minerals, just eat well, you're getting everything you need, you're dead, okay? Because you cannot get everything you need from your food. Plants only need 3 elements from the soil to make good seeds for the next generation. We need 60 minerals from the soil to do our stem cells need to do. And so you're 57 sharp. All the diseases we get, degenerative diseases of aging, are caused by nutritional deficiencies, most of which are mineral deficiencies. And so this is where I zeroed in on the COVID virus because I got a signal. And the signal was that kids 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 12, 15 years of age, when they get the COVID virus, they get minimal common cold-like symptoms. When you're 65 years and older, you die from the same infection. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. You'd think that kids would be more susceptible than the older people. And so I went back to the 1919 Spanish flu, where 500 million people were infected, 50 million died, 20 million died in India. They had the greatest impact was in India, and most of them died from hemorrhage. Okay, well, that all gave me clues. All that gave me clues.
Okay, but Doc, could you give those statistics again on the Spanish flu? You said millions, not thousands?
Oh, no, millions. India... they had over 100 million infections of the 500 million worldwide infections of the Spanish flu, H1N1. 20 million died. In America, we had 675,000 deaths. Right now, we're at 30,000 deaths or something like that COVID-19. But back then, the pandemic of the Spanish flu, we lost 675,000 people dead, okay, ourselves. And from India, they lost 20 million dead and 100 million infected, okay? So.
Wow.
And that's because, and the biggest cause of death, they were all talking about hemorrhaging. They're bleeding to death and blood coming from their eyes and their nose and their ears. And when they had bowel movements, they're urinating blood. And it was just a big bloody thing. Well, it's very simple. What prevents bleeding? Platelets.
What is that again, Doc?
What are platelets made? Platelets prevent bleeding. Yeah, blood platelets.
Okay.
That prevents bleeding. Okay. And so I just looked up this morning, what was the platelet count in all the people dying of COVID? They all have low platelet counts when they die of COVID. Okay, they're all dying of hemorrhagic stuff, which is their actual cause of death. Okay, when you see it in the newspaper, they died of COVID. Well, what does that mean? And so I'm redoing all these autopsies and so forth online, and sure enough, they all have a problem. I said in January of this year that the people who are dying of COVID, the seniors, are dying of something that kids don't get. Okay, they get the virus, but they just get the common cold like minor symptoms. That's because they have all their pieces working. Where when you get older, suddenly now all your pieces aren't working. Well, what's going on there? Well, it turns out, and I said this, okay, that these pre-existing conditions set you up for dying from COVID disease, but they left out the most important one. They talk about high blood pressure. They talk about diabetes and heart disease and obesity and respiratory stuff. as pre-existing conditions, but if you have those, you're at a very high risk, 95% risk of dying of COVID. If you're 80 years old and you don't have any of those things, which I am, I'm 80 years old and I don't have any health issues at all, no problems, okay, no medications, never had any problems in the last 72 years, okay, because I take the 90 essential nutrients twice a day. Well, it turns out that the reason why 20 million people died in India in the 1900s from the Spanish flu, and the people in Italy have the highest death rate from the COVID, okay, Italy, they have 10% deaths. Their neighboring country, Germany, has, they're the number five number infected people in the world. Germany's number five, but they have the lowest rate of death. It's like 0.5%. So why is it their neighbor has 0.5% deaths and the ones in Italy have the highest rate of 10% deaths? Well, that's because the Italians get their carbohydrates from pasta and the Germans get their carbohydrates from potatoes, corn, and rice. Okay, so what's happening here is when the Italians are eating spaghetti, okay, they're eating spaghetti, they're eating mustaccioli, right? They're eating all kinds of bread, Italian bread and all that kind of stuff, all this gluten. Their intestines are damaged. They cannot absorb the nutrients. And so they don't make any white blood cells to defend themselves. That's what's missing when you have the COVID-19 and you die. You're missing your white blood cells because your bone marrow is dead. And not only do you not make white blood cells, but also you don't make platelets. And so the terminal event is bleeding. It's that simple.
Okay, back up a minute. Let's take it to some action that people can take of here. You're talking about the white blood cells, and you talk about
and
the
platelets,
right? And are you saying that these 90 minerals in those 90
minerals,
six zero minerals,
90 essential nutrients?
Yeah. Are you saying
15 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids?
So are you saying by taking this formula, I'm pretty sure it's your formula, by taking this formula, we can overcome the description you just gave as to not to be, you know, affected by death in a sense, but affected by the illness of the COVID-19?
Let's back up a little bit here. So when you look at why is it that our kids get the COVID virus and they just get a common cold-like symptoms, minimal symptoms, and the seniors die? Well, that's because they have these pre-existing conditions, all of which are nutritional deficiencies. All of these pre-existing conditions are nutritional deficiencies. Doctors mistakenly think they're genetic. We're talking about high blood pressure, diabetes, and so forth, but they left out the most important one. Number one of the pre-existing conditions in somebody who's 80 compared to somebody who's 8, is osteoporosis. Have you ever heard of osteoporosis?
Yes.
Okay, when you have osteoporosis, your bone marrow cavity fills up with connective tissue and fat. It's called, it's a disease process called dysplasia. Okay, fibroblastic dysplasia. So all the cells in your bone marrow, which is the most important part of your immune system, which is next to your heart, the most important part of your cardiovascular system, and the doctors never talk to their patients about bone marrow. Because bone marrow, Ali, makes red blood cells, white blood cells, you know, the neutrophils that kill the virus. Also, they make platelets, and there's stem cells in the bone marrow that make antibodies to the virus. So, number one pre-existing condition that sets you up for the Spanish flu, H1N1, are the COVID virus, okay, COVID-19, is osteoporosis, okay? And when you have osteoporosis, it's a nutritional deficiency, so you get rid of all the gluten out of your life, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, stop eating like an Italian and eat like a German. Eat potatoes and corn and rice as your carbohydrate source, okay? And it won't negatively impact your intestinal lining. We know from 8,000 years ago, Ali, 8,000 years ago, a Greek physician said that everybody who has celiac disease, which is a big, important problem 8,000 years ago, eats wheat. 2,250 years ago, 250 B.C., 250 years before the coming of Christ, a Roman physician said the most common complication of celiac disease is osteoporosis. They knew that 2,000 years ago. And when you have osteoporosis, your bone marrow cavity fills up with scar tissue. You cannot make red blood cells, so you're kind of anemic. You cannot make white blood cells. You don't have any defense against any viruses or bacteria. And you cannot make platelets, and so you also have bleeding.
Okay.
So no more pasta. You have to eat potatoes, corn, and rice. Eat like an Asian. And you have to appreciate in India, 100 years ago, 1919, when 20 million died from H1N1, they were all eating wheat because wheat originated in India, Pakistan, Iran, and so forth. Wheat originated there 10,000 years ago, okay? And so they were all eating wheat, and 20 million died. Well, since then, they began to incorporate potatoes and corn and rice and so forth, and most of India now does not eat wheat. And that's why today only 1,000 people have died in India. 1,000 have died in India from the COVID-19, whereas 100 years ago when the Spanish flu went through, 20 million died because they were all eating spaghetti.
What about spaghetti, Doc?
Spaghetti is made from wheat.
So no spaghetti.
Causes osteoporosis.
No, okay,
no spaghetti, no pancakes, no breakfast of champions, no Wheaties, no oatmeal, no bread.
Okay, let's just
like Asian, eat rice and potatoes.
Okay, let's go over this again. Because some people are multitasking as well, and they hear you, they know your background and what you offer in terms of your solution. But the nitty-gritty, we're saying no.
No gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, or oats. You have to eat like an Asian, eat the 90 essential nutrients. Okay, the 90 essentials, our basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack. That's our basic program. I've been taking that twice a day for 72 years, Ali. I'm 80 years old. Most people think I'm 50 when they look at me. No wrinkles, no gray hair. I weigh 142 pounds.
Okay. All right, 1 second, Doc. So we're going fast here. So what's the name of this pack you're talking about? A healthy what pack?
It's our Healthy Start Pack. It's our basic core program. It's in all of our packs. We have packs for over 900 different diseases. Okay. We have what we call secret sauces. We have a secret sauce for osteoporosis. We have a secret sauce for diabetes. I can take somebody who's been a type 2 diabetic for 30 years, Ali, and in 30 days you're an ex-diabetic. Your doctor says, I don't know why, but you're not a diabetic anymore. Your doctor tells them.
Okay.
That. I can take somebody who has set up for a double knee replacement because they don't have any cartilage left, and in 90 days I'll regrow their cartilage. I take people who have not urinated for 10 years. People who have not urinated for 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. And in 2 weeks' time, they're urinating. And in 6 weeks' time, they're off of dialysis.
What? Okay, Douglas. You got a lot of stuff going on here. Let's get back to this oatmeal. Because I love oatmeal. And
oatmeal
I am
kills.
Fighting. I beg your pardon?
Oatmeal kills. You're fighting what? What's your problem?
Cancer.
Okay.
It's spreading. Prostate. I started out with breast cancer several years ago. I'm on the chemo now treatment as we speak. But that's what I'm going through. But from what I'm listening to you, you got a secret sauce for that.
For 900 different diseases. For 900 different diseases.
Different diseases.
Somebody like yourself. Yeah. Okay. So, let's say people, anemia is easy. Osteoporosis is easy. Kidney failure is easy. Things like, I said diabetes, high blood pressure is easy. People who are on dialysis, that's easy to get rid of. Okay. Kids with ADD, ADHD, that's easy to get rid of, all that stuff. Cystic fibrosis, muscular dystrophy, I can prevent all birth defects. Okay. Now, when you come to cancer, this is a slightly different issue. If there's anything good about prostate cancer, if you take care of yourself, you'll never die from prostate cancer. Okay, prostate cancer and all cancers are caused by inflammation. Okay, to your stem cells in those tissues, and those stem cells cannot make normal prostate cells anymore, or normal breast cells anymore, or normal liver cells anymore. So what we do is get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils of any kind, no gluten, no wheat bran around oats, no sugar. Let's get rid of all the bad stuff.
I got a question text into me. Could you have gluten-free bread, wheat? Gluten-free?
There is no such thing as gluten-free wheat.
There's
no gluten-free bread, which is made from rice. You can eat bread that's made from rice and millet and buckwheat, but not wheat. There is no such thing as gluten-free wheat. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. The gluten in oats is called gliad. Anybody who sells you gluten-free oats should be put in jail. Okay, there is no such thing as gluten-free oats, and they kill.
Okay, that was texting. Let
dog
me do a
food
commercial.
Has. Okay.
Let me do a quick commercial. You're listening to Dr. Joel Wallach this morning on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, and he's giving us some powerful information on the power of nutrients and what it can do. We're living in what we call a new norm now with the COVID-19, and I'm going to ask Dr. Wallach, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host as well to ask him some questions. But what is a secret sauce, 1, 2, 3, not a whole lot. One is this pack that you talked about that we can start using daily from his resources, from his company, from his research over the last 30 years that we could use that. 50 years. So you just tune in. This is what the conversation we're having tonight. Our objective here is to educate you on how to save your life. Dr. Wallach, okay. Were you trying to finish something before I went into that? Because I'm going to turn it over and let some of the co-hosts ask questions.
Let me just give you a little summary here. Now, to make it clear, the reason why gluten and wheat and barley around oats are bad is they cause damage to your small intestines, okay? They cause irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, all those things. When you look at them under the microscope, they're the same disease. But why do they give them different names? Because the most pain is in different parts of your digestive system, so they give it the name based on the location as opposed to the microscopic thing. So all those diseases are the same. They're caused by direct damage from gluten irritating the small intestines and the colon, causing the villi, the little finger-like projections, to go away. Your absorption efficiency drops to below 3%, from 100% down to below 3%. You cannot absorb the nutrients, even if you're supplementing. And so all of these pre-existing conditions that set up the alarm saying, oh, if you have high blood pressure, you're at 98% risk of dying from COVID disease. Oh, you have diabetes, you're at 90% risk of dying of COVID deficiency, COVID disease. You have obesity, you're at a high risk. Well, that's because these are all nutritional deficiencies. These pre-existing conditions are all nutritional deficiencies secondary to gluten consumption over 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years. And that's why little kids survive a COVID, and the people who are older, seniors, who've been told by their doctors, oh, eat whole grains are good for you, you're a dead man, dead woman walking.
Wow. Okay, three things that we should take from you in this talk in terms of supplements, and five things that we should not be doing. We know the gluten is one, and five things we should not be doing. I know it's many more, but just five.
Sure. Okay, well, five things you need to avoid, okay? Number one is fried foods. Turns into trans fats, that was like amines, acrylamides. No fried foods.
Fried chicken, I love fried chicken. I love fried chicken. No good.
You're dead.
I'm dead?
You're going to die then. You're going to die early.
Oh, Lord, don't have my funeral right now. No more fried chicken for me. I'm sure.
More people have been killed by fried chicken than all the wars in the world put together.
What about fried fish?
No fried chicken. No fried potatoes.
Okay. Everything. Number one, no fried anything.
No fried foods.
Okay, we got that.
Trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides. Okay, no fried foods.
That's number one. Number two?
No processed meats. We're talking about bacon, ham, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef. All that kind of stuff's got to go because the chemicals in those processed meats also cause oxidation. It causes oxidation damage to all your cells in your body, sets you up for cancer. Okay. Then number three is absolutely no oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no MCT oils, no soy oils, no sunflower seed oils, because they turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines, acrylamides, which cause cancer and also cause plaque in your arteries. Cholesterol is your best friend. I'll repeat that. Cholesterol is your best friend. If you get on drugs to lower your cholesterol, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. You're going to have ED if you're a guy. You're going to get menopause at age 20 if you're a woman, because 95% of estrogen, 95% of progesterone, 95% of testosterone by weight is cholesterol. 75% of your brain by weight is cholesterol. I eat 9 eggs a day. I've been doing it for 72 years, okay? They're soft-boiled, soft-poached, soft-scrambled in butter. And my cholesterol...
Okay, hold it up, Doc. You left me there. I got to
9 eggs a day.
No, so that's what we should do. Eat more eggs is what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, eat
eggs.
More eggs.
Okay.
But they cannot be fried. They cannot be cooked in oil. They got to be poached or soft-boiled or soft-scrambled in butter.
Okay.
But
you
need that cholesterol to maintain your brain. See, I can take people who've been in a coma for 8 years with diagnosed Alzheimer's disease, and in 3 days' time, I'm giving them my supplements through their G-tube. After 8 years of being in a coma, they get up and go back to work thinking they've only been asleep one night.
Okay, we got that, Doc. I'm just going to... We got that. Number four would be what? No olive oil.
Well, no. Yeah, no oils. No oils of any kind. No oils
and
the
number,
of any kind.
And number
no
four? Number three, number four would
number
be what?
Number four is no gluten.
No gluten.
No wheat, no barley, rye, or oats. You can have rice and millet and buckwheat. You can have corn. You can have potatoes. But no gluten. No wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. And then that's a big one because – it sets you up for all these other pre-existing conditions, which sets you up for early death and sets you up for all these diseases in which you go to the doctor and you're on 17 prescription medications and you have 8 different pre-existing conditions and you got bad genes. That's all nonsense.
Okay. We got no gluten. What's the number five?
Number five is sugar.
Wow.
Number five is
what about honey? What about honey? What about honey?
Well, that's biblical. Teaspoon of honey a day is good.
1 teaspoon of honey is good, you say?
Yeah.
Honey
all
is
things
good.
In moderation.
Moderation, teaspoon. Okay, we got the five do not. The secret sauce now on what are you suggesting here in the secret sauce to aid us in fighting this COVID-19?
Okay. Well, the secret sauce for the COVID-19, I would use, if you already have the disease, okay, or you have these pre-existing conditions, which say you're not making any bone marrow, you don't make any white blood cells, you don't make any platelets, you don't make any antibodies to protect yourself. So you got to get rid of all the bad stuff we just talked about. All that's got to
mm-hmm.
go. You got to take the biggest hammer in our toolbox, we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. The Healthy Brain and Heart Pack has over 200 nutrients in it, including the nutrients extracted from 115 different berries, fruits, and vegetables. Okay? Nobody has a program like that except Youngevity. Okay? Then you want the antioxidants that can protect you against infections. You want the antioxidants and things that are going to protect you against degenerative diseases and all the pre-existing conditions you have. So in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, you need, let's say you have diabetes, I would throw in what we call Sweeties, which is the secret sauce for supporting healthy blood sugar issues. And let's say you have liver disease, I would take more of some of our products that protect the liver, such as more selenium. And then what if people have vascular problems? They have varicose veins. They have things like hemorrhoids. They have aneurysms. They have plaque in their arteries and stuff. We have a program we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablet. Support healthy blood pressure, support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. If you're giving up all the bad foods, your arteries will repair themselves in weeks. Your arteries will make the plaque disappear within weeks. If you stay away from the bad stuff and take the 90, your arteries can repair themselves. And arteries that are plugged 60, 70, 80, 90% will repair themselves where they open up 100%. But you got to stop the ongoing damage. You can't keep your bad habits.
Okay. Let's go back over this. Eggs, the secret sauce.
Yes.
healthy brain, healthy,
and the
healthy brain pack. And what about his 90 heart pack? And what about his 90
minutes? Well, the core is in the healthy brain and heart pack. The core is in there.
Oh,
this
so
core,
that
makes the healthy start pack. Yeah, the healthy start pack is in the core of all of our programs, including the healthy brain and heart pack. It just so happens that the healthy brain and heart pack, I could call it the healthy brain, heart, liver, pancreas, muscle, bone, eye, brain pack, because it would be too complicated. So we just called it the healthy brain and heart pack. But it's the biggest hammer in our toolbox. So if you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 diseases, and you know people in your church that have that, our family has bad genes, that's why I have diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease and liver cirrhosis and I'm on dialysis and I'm obese. Okay, that's all nutritional deficiencies because they've been eating gluten all their life and they can't absorb any nutrition even if they're supplementing because their intestines are damaged.
Okay, we got that. I just got a text on if we can get a good food or bad food list. You've written many books.
Yes.
What book would you recommend that could go to the heart, don't do this, don't do that? Because so far on the things to do, I got eggs, I got antioxidants, and I got the healthy pack. That's three things.
Healthy brain and heart.
So what, yeah, what book could give more details on what not to do that you publish?
Well, the book, okay, well, I have a book called the Trilogy Books. It's two little paperback books. One is called Let's Play Doctor Book. Okay, Let's Play Doctor Book is one of my first ones. And then it's Let's Play Herbal Doctor. And then The Passport to Aromatherapy. These are all things that people used thousands of years ago in the days of the Bible to treat themselves and heal themselves. They were healers back in those days. Most of the saints were healers. And they would go from village to village and town to town and house to house and heal people with stuff, minerals, and herbs and things like that, and aromatherapy oils. You think about it, okay? These are biblical, okay? So we put this in three books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and Passport Aromatherapy. They cover 900 different diseases, telling you what to avoid, what to do. You have to remember, Ali, you have to remember that for 2,000 years, doctors knew for a fact that these pandemics were caused by evil spirits. They knew it for a fact. That's why they created leeches to suck blood out of you, to suck the evil spirits out of you when there was a pandemic.
Okay, we got.
Come from.
Okay, we got that. Let me get to my co-host now. I think I've exhausted my time here. Yeah, I know I got no five fish. But who's trying to call me? Who's calling me?
Dr. King. This is Dr. King.
Okay, Dr. King, I didn't know you was on. Just wanted Dr. King, go right ahead. You have
right.
Dr. Wallach here. As you know, you've got the whole gist of what he was saying this morning, but go right ahead.
Dr. Wallach. You're running chills through my body right now with this discussion.
Are you a medical doctor or
metaphysician? I'm a metaphysician, MSc, right?
Okay.
Science of mind. So
okay,
when,
gotcha.
Right. So when you spoke about epigenetics, could you please expand on that a little bit? In the area of all right. I've discussed epigenetics on our program at different points.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that we can create our own gene markers by maintaining a predominant mental attitude because mind and thought is energy. We're talking about energy here, right?
Okay.
Now, definitely from the area, your area of awareness, you're opening up our physical form to be able to receive this mental energy, what I call love energy, that we all have access to, but we not all know the worth and the value of it. When you mention epigenetics, all right? When you mention epigenetics, I want you to, if you can, please, explain what epigenetics is, what the science
is. Well, the short version is epigenetics is a study of disease from the standpoint of non-genetic causes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you just like a two-minute version of how I got introduced to this. I started when I was 4 years old. When I was 9 years old, I had seen 20 doctors from my family because they didn't have a name for what I had back then. But today would be called autism, Tourette syndrome, those kind of things. And as doing what you do, you see a lot of those kind of patients, okay, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they were going to institutionalize me back when I was 9 years old because I was very violent and hurt people and this, that, and the other. As a farm kid, I was very strong and could hurt people. So they were going to institutionalize me. And I asked my mother what that meant. She said, well, they're going to put you in a hospital. I said, well, how long am I going to be in there? And so she said, well, maybe for the rest of your life. Well, that didn't sound too good for a 9 year old. So I went home and I sat down and I said, now, why is it that they don't have problems like I got in animals? And I started eating animal food. And in 3 days' time, I was cured. After 5 years of fighting what's now autism and Tourette syndrome, okay, in 3 days' time, I was cured after 5 years of getting worse and worse and worse and going through 20 doctors and going through talk therapy and drugs and everything like that. And so I knew when I was 9 years old that the brain and the mind and our ability to think and to be part of normal society and not be violent was based on our chemistry of our brain. I knew that when I was 9 years old.
Yes.
And so all of our behaviors are due to the chemistry of our brain, and, of course, which relates to these 90 essential nutrients. For instance, again, Alzheimer's disease is not an old age thing. Alzheimer's disease is a deficiency of single nutrients. Beriberi, the terminal event is congestive heart failure, but it has a piece to beriberi, which is an emotional piece and memory problems and emotional problems. This is a deficiency of a single nutrient. Pellagra, okay, also has a memory and an emotional piece. These are all simple nutritional deficiencies. So when people have these things, I give my patients who come to me with Alzheimer's disease, dementias of all kinds, Parkinson's disease, they have behavioral problems, they hear voices, and I get them off all the bad foods, including fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. We run around with sugar. I give them the 90 essential nutrients plus secret sauces that are specific for those diseases. And in 2 to 4 weeks, it all goes away.
Wow. All right.
You
now,
enhance
let me...
the value of your practice 1,000-fold if you get people off all the bad foods and get them on the 90 essential nutrients with the secret sauces for these specific brain behaviors and diseases. Okay, you'll be another angel of God.
Now, this is interesting because I have not actually started a practice. I've been studying metaphysics for over 50 years. I'm 68 years old. I'm also a martial artist and other things that I do to enhance. I don't eat any meats at all, fried foods or anything like that, you know. But what I'm getting at here is that your solutions are so based in science that why have I not heard of you before? This is blowing my mind. You're 80 years old, and I believe that you're in the condition that you're in. I have an instructor who's 85 who is in the condition that you described, and he's done it basically through diet. And, of course, the martial arts training.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to give this over to someone else. I know you're going to give us information sometime during this call as to how we can reach out to you and be open to your products. But I'm so impressed with you. Thank you.
We'll take care of that, Dr. King. Billionaire Joe, I know you have to go at 9. Do you have a specific question before we open up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great connecting with you here, Dr. Wallach. You know, you have an encyclopedic mind. We're just so totally amazed by your knowledge.
I apologize.
But Big Pharma obviously have a vested interest in disinformation not getting out here into the general population and to the world, for that matter. You know, the three big killers here in the United States, heart disease, cancer, and stroke, and I think diabetes right up there. What would you think this knowledge would do for the billions and billions of dollars that is that are coming into the coffers of these companies?
Well, it would definitely change things. Let me give you an example. Let's just take, may I take liver cancer for an example? Let me take liver cancer for an example. When I came back from Africa in April of 1967, Marlon Perkins gave me two lists, one that the NIH wanted me to do with about $25 million they were going to give me, and the other one was a list he had of problems that were happening in zoos. And he said, every bear in the world that are in zoos are dying of liver cancer, whether it's in Russia or Japan or China or England, United States, Canada, Mexico, Argentina, all the bears and all the zoos in the world are dying of liver cancer. Well, as soon as he said that, I already knew what the answer was. I said, what are you feeding all these bears in the world? Well, because they're big, they're expensive to feed, so everybody feeds them old bread, you know, from the thrift stores and everything, because you can get, you know, 20 cents a loaf, it's 1,000 calories, and you can give a couple of loaves of bread to a bear every day, and they're happy. Well, it turns out that the old bread mold, Aspergillus, produces a poison called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer. So I said, okay, let's go. I didn't even have my jacket off yet. Marlon Perkins picks me up at the airplane, takes me to the zoo. He says, show me where you're storing all this food for the bears. Let's stop at the zoo hospital. I'm going to pick up a black light, a little UV light. And so we go to this barn where they have all these truckloads of all this old bread that people get from the thrift stores. Turn out the lights, turn on the black light. All these loaves of bread glow like a green traffic light. He said, why is that glowing like that? I said, well, that's aflatoxin. It's a toxin that produces liver cancer, and that's why all the bears in all the zoos in all the world. He said, but all the geneticists say it's a genetic thing in bears. I said, you're talking grizzly bear, polar bear, brown bear, Kodiak bear, sun bear. Yeah, all the different species of bears. Well, it's not a genetic thing. They're all eating old bread with aflatoxin being produced by the bread mold. That's why they're all getting liver cancer. Give them dog food instead of old bread, and we'll end the liver cancer. We started giving all the bears in the world dog food. And the liver cancer in all bears ended. We can end liver cancer in human beings overnight by telling the poor people who have the highest rate of liver cancer, do not buy old bread from the thrift stores anymore.
Wow.
That's simple.
Wow. Okay, we run Doc, it's 8:57. The show runs for an hour, but we have something depending on the call and the topic, after call. Do you have time where you are now? The after call goes from 9 to 9:30, and that's when we open it up for questions. Do you have time to participate?
Yeah, I could do that, but you're gonna talk to Hattie. She's going to give you a number, okay?
Yeah, I got that. I got that, Doc. Yeah, I got that.
Because we're going to go through Hattie to make sure, because she set all this up, okay?
Yeah, we got that covered.
I can answer questions for the next half hour, no problem.
No problem. Bernadio, did you finish?
Yes, I'm good.
You're good. Okay, great. Okay, folks, we're getting ready to go into the after party called after the overflow here. And we have Dr. Wilder here with us this morning who gave us incredible information. One of the texts I received was a list, and I guess we can get into that in the after call. What's a daily or weekly diet? I think I asked that question by asking about the two books that you recommended. But I'd like to take, it's 8:58, before we go into the after roundtable, I'd like to take two more questions. Well, I got to, let me deal with my co-host. But yeah, baby, this is Dr. Thomas Train. She is the science of mind. She has a degree in the science of mind, and she's not a medical doc. But billionaire baby, and we have prosperity names. You hear these names that we talk about outside of our names that we use. Billionaire baby is hers. Mine is Go Rich Mind. Different prosperity names. That's why you hear us calling ourselves different names. Billionaire baby, go right ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Welcome, Dr. Wallace. I really have
I'm hearing some background talking, which is
Lady Tycoon, could you see if you could get that noise out?
Okay, my pleasure. But ask my question again, please, about the what does a daily diet look like, please? I don't think that was clearly asked before.
Okay. No, before you do
Well, today,
Okay. But hold on a second. Before you do that, Billionaire
All
Babe
was on. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, great.
Hey, do you hear me now?
Oh. Yeah, we can hear you. We'll get the first question from Dr. Swain, the Billionaire Baby, and then we'll come back to the other question. Go ahead, Dr. Swain.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Wallach, welcome. I've been following you for years, and your products are fantastic, and I use a lot of them. But I know that it's not what we take in, it's absorbed. What prevents the absorption of the minerals and vitamins and nutrients that we do take in that is good? And what can we take in
allay,
that's
prevent
the
ultimate question. Very good. Okay, sure. That's the ultimate question. What prevents the absorption of the nutrients? Even if you're supplementing heavily, you can absorb zero nutrients, okay, if you're eating gluten.
Right.
Gluten causes what's called celiac disease, okay? It's also known as diverticulitis. It's also known as Crohn's disease, also known as irritable bowel syndrome. It's known as colitis, ulcerative colitis, ileitis, all these different things, right? It's also malabsorption syndrome. This was recognized 8,000 years ago by a Greek physician, okay? The people with celiac disease are all eating wheat. So, and this is the clue. This is why when you look at it again, Italy, they have the highest rate of death of anybody in the world from the coronavirus, and that's why India had the greatest rate of death from the Spanish flu, and that's why Germany eats exactly – well, let me back that up. That's why Germany has – they're the fifth highest rate of COVID virus deaths. They're the fifth highest rate of COVID virus infections, but they have the lowest death rate in the world from COVID virus. They're at 0.5%, whereas Italy is 10%. So why is Germans, they're number five in infections, but they're the lowest rate of deaths, and the Italians, up until recently, they were the number one deaths and the number one rate of infections, 10% deaths, okay? And the Germans right next door to them are only 5%, or excuse me, 0.5%, 0.5%. And that's because the Germans eat potatoes and corn and rice primarily, whereas the Italians eat pasta, wheat, barley, and oats primarily. So if you give up all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils of all kinds, gluten, wheat, barley, and oats, no exceptions, no cheat day, no one cheat meal a month, and you take your 90 essential nutrients, all these pre-existing conditions will go away. Or better yet, if you start this when you're an embryo and you're born and that's what you eat from the time you're born, you'll never get these pre-existing conditions because they're all nutritional deficiency diseases. And this is not a light switch on, light switch off. This is a gradual thing that takes place slowly over a period of 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And so people say, well, I've been eating spaghetti all my life. Yeah, but now you're 60 and you've been eating it for 60 years, and now 97% of your intestines are gone.
Also, what about arthritis? What keeps that away?
Arthritis is a deficiency of nutrients. Arthritis is a deficiency of nutrients, okay? Mm-hmm. And so your bones and your cartilage and your ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, including the bone marrow cavity, which is one of the most important part of your bones, requires the 90 essential nutrients, which requires absorption from your intestines. So, two pieces. If you want to prevent or get rid of arthritis, you want to get rid of fibrous dysplasia, where your bone marrow cavity is filled up with scar tissue, so you cannot make red blood cells, you cannot make white blood cells, you cannot make platelets, you cannot make antibodies because your bone marrow cavity is now filled up with fibrous dysplasia now, okay? And this is what's killing everybody, is this fibrous dysplasia at their bone marrow because they cannot, okay, defend themselves against the COVID virus because they've been eating gluten all their life. No wheat, bran, around oats. They have to eat like an Asian, okay, or German. Potatoes, corn, rice, millet, buckwheat, chickpeas, lentils, no wheat, bran, around oats. If you want to do something with your wheat, bran, around oats, give it to a terrorist. Feed them. Give them all the bread. Give it to all the terrorists.
Ali, I think this would be a time to let people know how to get the minerals and the vitamins that Dr. Wallach has been talking about. And so
I got it. Did you finish,
Now we have a program we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. If you're only pre-existing condition, and rarely does it happen that way, you usually have high blood pressure and diabetes and arthritis and so forth. But if your only condition is bone problems, let's say you're an athlete, you're 25 years old, and you got arthritis, you got no cartilage in your knees, your discs are shrinking, you've shrunk 2 inches in height because your discs are gone, and you got sciatica and all this stuff. You take one Healthy Bone and Joint Pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Give it all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, brown rice, oats, and sugar. And you take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. I would throw in what we call our MSM, which is a secret sauce to help support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And I have so many famous professional athletes, so many famous Olympic athletes, so many famous dancers and people who are professionals who come to me with these problems. And in weeks after going to the best doctors in the world, orthopedic surgeons who want to give them knee surgeries, they don't want knee surgeries, they don't want hip replacements. They come to me, and in weeks it's all gone because I've regrown their cartilage, I've regrown their bones. And people who couldn't produce any platelets because their bone marrow cavity is filled up with scar tissue, now their bone marrow cavity is open and doing its job again because we give them the Healthy Joint Pack and get them off all the bad foods.
Okay, Doc.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doc. Here's what we're going to do now. We're going to summarize the three products that I think is three. You got one in particular, the Healthy Pack. And then we're going to give out Hattie's number.
I've got stuff for 9,900 different diseases. 900 different diseases here, Ali.
So, yeah, no, we just want three. What we're trying to deal with right
okay,
now.
Okay, just three, okay.
Yeah, what we're trying to deal with right now is the COVID-19 and the immune system.
Okay.
Because there's a better solution than standing 6 feet away from each other. And that is let the body.
Well, that does not let your body heal itself.
What doesn't let the body heal itself?
Standing 6 feet apart.
Oh yeah, right. Standing 6 feet apart, right.
That just prevents you from spitting on your neighbor when you're 6 feet apart.
Yeah. So that's our objective here, because everybody is fearful where they're going to live or they're going to die, and we're saying to them, do these simple things here, and this is going to help you.
Live.
Yeah, and you'll live. And again, those three things are?
Number one, avoid all the bad foods. Fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, brown rice, oats, and sugar.
No, we got that down. We're talking about the products to take from your resources to aid in when we stop doing that.
Okay.
Those two products or three products that you talked about.
Okay. Well, I actually talked about 900, but let's just talk about the basic core products. Our ultimate starter pack, okay, our healthy start pack, we call it the healthy start pack.
Yeah, we got it.
Healthy start pack.
We got that, okay.
Everybody should be just taking that for prevention. It's kind of like putting oil in your car to prevent the engine from burning up.
Okay, we got that.
Okay, you don't put dirt from Texas in your car and hope there's oil in it.
Okay.
That's when people say, well, I'm eating well, I'm going to get everything I need. The doctor said I'm going to get everything I need from the eating well. That's not true. Because plants only need three elements from the soil. That's why commercial fertilizer only has three elements in it.
Okay, we got that. Okay,
healthy starter pack.
And that runs about how much, Doc?
Okay.
What's the price?
I don't know, $130 a month or something like that.
$130. All right, what's the next one?
Yeah. Okay, the next one is the biggest hammer in our toolbox we call the healthy bone and joint. Excuse me. It's the healthy brain and heart pack.
Healthy brain and heart pack.
Yeah, that's our biggest hammer in our toolbox. When you have 5, 6, 8 different diseases, that's the one you want. But let's say you're only 25 and everything's pretty good, but you have arthritis, then you want to throw in what we call the healthy bone and joint pack.
That's the third one, right?
That's the third one. That's a different one. The healthy bone and joint pack.
Bone
and joint pack, which is self-explanatory. If you have bone and joint problems, you want the healthy bone and joint pack.
How much do they run?
About $100 on the average.
Yeah, a little over $100, $125 or something like that per month.
$199 for the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, $199 for the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack.
Well, there you go.
Who's that speaking?
Linda.
That's Linda.
That's Linda. Okay, Linda Glitter, you was. I think I called for you earlier. Okay, great. $199 for the Healthy Start Pack, Linda?
No, the Healthy Start Pack is, as Doc said, $133. The Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, because it has more nutrition in it, is $199. The Healthy Bone and Joint Pack is $199 as well.
Okay,
and
so we'll leave
all cartilage, ligaments, tendons, all of that. But the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, as Dr. Wallach said, is the biggest hammer in the toolbox. You want to use that. It'll help with COVID-19. It'll, you know, help your body heal itself in every area. And it's based on 100 pounds of body weight. So if you're 200 pounds, then you need two of them. But that is correct.
That's a healthy start aside.
Now, here's the beauty of this. Thank you, Ms. Linda. Let me just add one more thing here. Let's say
okay. You've
got type 2 diabetes and you take the healthy brain and heart pack, because you also have arthritis, you got diabetes and stuff. And let's say in 90 days, all those health problems are gone. So if you stay away from the bad foods and you drop back down to the healthy start pack for maintenance, you don't have to stay on the bigger hammer forever. You use that to get rid of the problem. Now you're going to drop back from maintenance to the healthy start pack, but you still have to stay away from all the bad foods forever.
Okay, we got that. Now let me give you the number. Hattie, do you want to give the information on how they can get these products?
Definitely. Thank you, Ali. Yes, people are encouraged to reach out to me, Hattie, at 773-704-6651. We are seriously creating an army of health warriors and building a movement to help get the word out, because as you can see, this is the truth about how to heal. So again, that's 773-704-6651.
773-704-6651. And her website is HattieM.com as well. So what I want to do now, I'm going to open up the lines. Right now, we've been over, we're running over 12 minutes on the radio show. We're going to open up the lines for the next 10 to 15 minutes and question for Dr. Wallet. But there's someone else trying to ask.
Wait, this is Lady Tycoon, and the question that I had put out there before that was sent in from someone, I do understand. Thank you so much, Dr. Wallace. This is all amazing information. But although you said that it's very important, you know, to eat like the German and the corn and rice and potatoes, but what would a daily diet look like, breakfast, lunch, dinner? I know eggs is one. That's great. But what else, what is a typical diet that people can eat throughout the day for a basic great day's diet? Can you tell
me? Okay, well, this is what I've been eating for 72 years, okay? I have three eggs or four eggs, depending on what I'm going to do during the day. I have three or four eggs during the day, soft poached with soft yolks. You got to have soft yolks or you're getting the cholesterol. You want the cholesterol. I also have a baked sweet potato with butter and cinnamon. Baked sweet potato with butter and cinnamon. I'll also have yogurt and cheese. I'll also have, we have tea and coffee with longevity, and we also have our 90 essential nutrients. I always take every day, twice a day, I take my Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and I take the other supplements, including the MSM and vitamin D3 for my bones and everything. That's why I'm 80 years old, and I can take on five guys. I spent 27 years in the military. I can take on five guys and whip them, okay, at my age. Okay, now, for lunch, I'll have a medium-rare hamburger. No bun, of course. I'm just talking about the hamburger with cheese on it, and lettuce and onions and tomatoes. And again, I'll have some beans or lentils or something like that, or rice, a couple of scoops of rice with some butter. And for dinner, I'll have a steak or lamb or roast beef with, again, baked sweet potatoes or rice and salad. I eat big salads. No croutons, no dressings, although we do have in longevity, we do have gluten-free salad dressings and oil-free salad dressings made from berries. Okay, there are like five different flavors, and so I use those salad dressings from our spice division, which we have the pink Himalayan salt and peppers and all that kind of stuff. It's called from our spice division, okay, called Sabre is our spice division. And so we have all these gluten-free spices, but I eat red meat twice a day. But it's meat, you know, it's lamb or beef. I eat fish. I eat a lot of salmon. I eat, I said lamb. You have to remember, all the prophets of God were shepherds. They weren't vegetarians. They all ate meat. They all ate sheep and goats and things like that and fish. Okay, so they eat a lot of animal products. None of them were vegetarians. And so it's one of those things where I kind of eat from God's recipe book. And you'll notice I don't, if I'm going to eat anything remotely like bread, it's going to be rice cakes, those little rice cakes. They're round, and they're kind of like puff rice and together. But I do have a glass of red wine with dinner every night. I have one glass of red wine with dinner every night because Jesus converted water into red wine. He didn't turn red water into Coca-Cola. He converted water into wine. But we do have our Rebounder sports drink with 100 nutrients, including 78 minerals. So everything that I do is biblically orientated, and it's so simple. It's so simple when you look at I got a new book coming out here pretty soon, which is, deals with 25 diseases of the skull. So it's all in your head. And so you won't have to go to a neurologist. You won't have to go to a dentist. You won't have to go to an orthodontist. You won't have to have, you have to appreciate the doctors, surgeons, heart surgeons killed Elijah Cummings. Your guy who is a 20-year congressman there because he had a simple nutritional deficiency disease called atrial fibrillation, and they cut him open and tried to stop his heart from beating irregularly with surgery, and they killed him on the surgery table.
Sure.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. That was amazing. One other thing, I am a salt lover, and I was shocked when I read something that you said that we can eat as much salt as we want, but also you mentioned iodized, and it's not sea salt. I thought sea salt is the one and not iodized, as well as telling me you can eat as much salt as I want.
Okay, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to salt your food to taste, right, so it's comfortable, and then triple it. You have to appreciate, even God said, go forth and be a salt to the earth. Why would God tell you to go forth and be something that's going to kill you or bad for you? Salt is required, okay? You have many, many, many uses for salt in your body. Sodium is a cofactor for many of the reactions in your body. The chlorine is what your body uses for, again, a cofactor for many functions, and it's the raw material for the chief cells in your stomach to make what we call stomach acid, hydrochloric acid. When people have acid reflux, they're not having enough stomach acid. And so bacteria are able to flourish in your stomach because your stomach's not sterile anymore. And the bacteria in your stomach now ferment your food and make gas, and that's why you have reflux and gas and burping and belching. You start salting your food to taste with our pink Himalayan salt from our Sabre division. We have it with pepper. We have it without pepper. And, within a couple of days, your bloating and burping and belching will be gone. You're not on any pharmaceuticals, and your reflux goes away. You'll be able to absorb nutrients. You cannot absorb nutrients. You can't digest food. You cannot absorb B12. People say, I have to have a B12 shot every month. That's because are you taking salt? No, my doctor told me not to take salt. Well, that's why I run a B12 shot every month. Your doctor is milking you like a cow.
Okay.
Good morning, Bus Rising.
Hold on,
Jamal. Background noise. I was going to mute the line so we could start again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Trying to get things
All
in order.
All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, Jabari, since he was in the next, thank you.
Great Rising family. Dr. Wall, thank you so much for your time and your information. You don't sound 80 years old. You sound like you could be in your 40s or something like that. You sound great.
Yeah,
your mind is going like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, your mind is going the same way. But a couple of questions. Like some of us don't eat rice. I don't eat rice, right, because it's, well, it causes mucus. So what would you suggest? Okay, well, yeah, potatoes. You say potatoes, corn, or rice, but instead of rice,
millet,
would you say quinoa?
Yeah, quinoa's fine.
Yeah, couscous also?
Yeah.
Or couscous?
Yeah.
Okay. My next question is, what's your turnaround time on say if we order something with the COVID and people being out, you know, how soon should we expect a delivery once you place an order?
Well, once the order gets to Youngevity, it is shipped that day or the next day.
Yeah, 3 to 5 business days.
We serve the world. We're in over 50. We're close to 70 countries now, and we serve the world. So we have a huge department. All of our order takers now are working from home because we have several hundred of those. So they're at home taking the orders. But our shipping department, we have been declared an essential business by the federal government because we are able to help people prevent and reverse their diseases and so forth, and get off prescriptions. So the federal government has declared us an essential business. So we have our shippers there. The shipping department is running and coming the whole time.
Okay.
We
got
that.
So much more, but I'm going to give time for someone else.
We got to give everybody time.
Hold on.
Someone has their line open. And
this is Sue. Can you hear me?
Yeah, was that your line over? Who's this?
Susan, can you hear me?
Yes, Susan, we can hear you. Go right ahead. Quick question,
great,
though.
Thank you.
My dear friend
turned me on to Dr. Wallace, and you're amazing with the stuff I've been following, but not to truer form. Can I make a suggestion on a book on acid-free? It kind of quantifies all those questions, as what you're saying on the diet. And I thought I was, you know, getting away from all the foods. And then you mentioned vitamin D3, and do you know K2, correct? That's the one that helps the calcium.
Yeah, we have to appreciate our Healthy Bone and Joint Pack has over 200 nutrients in it, including the basic 90. Plus, you know, it has special things in there that are required, but I like to add. But people put on sunblockers because they don't get skin cancer. They wear big hats. They don't get naked and lay out in the sun or work without their tops out in the fields anymore all day and get vitamin D3. So even though they're getting a good amount of vitamin D3 in our Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, I still like to have them take extra of our vitamin D3, take extra of our MSM, take extra of our stuff that has to do specifically with raw materials for cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix. So that's why we have the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for people with bone issues. You don't want to just take vitamin K2 and assume you're getting
I know.
And
I agree with you completely. All the combinations.
Because people think, well, she said I just had to take K2. No.
That's just one element, like you said, of many, many, many. And so let me ask you this. Well, I had 4 breaks in my spine, no surgery, no anything. The doctors hate me because I did all the Eastern, all the foods you're speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to step it up a big notch, and I've been missing the MSN. So the quick question is, on Health and Brain, that's the hammer in the basket, will that also cover the bone and joint? I'm just getting funds in now. I own my own business, so I want to get all three.
Okay. So if you get the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, you're getting all three, with the exception of one product. One product is not in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You're getting some of the basic stuff, but you need the glucogel, the collagen peptides, and or the MSM. I go for all three of those, okay? That's why I sound like I'm 40 and I'm 80, because I take all three of those in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack.
Right. Yeah, at 68, I'm healthy as a horse. They call me the bionic woman. So that tells me. So now I know how much to put in. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
We got another co-host out there. Is Brina is happy. I know, Dream Life Coach. We want to get you in, and then we'll go back to the audience. Dream Life Coach, do you have anything you want to request or ask Dr. Wallace?
Good morning. Wow, what an amazing show. It's been really great. I was so grateful I could be on the call today to hear all of this. I guess one of my questions is, you know, so many folks out there talk about being vegetarians and avoiding. You said that you eat red meat 2 times per day, and then there are so many articles and studies out there telling us to avoid red meat and avoid meat, period, because we should eat vegetables. So can you just elaborate on that just a little bit, please? Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Well, again, going back to the beginning of time, human beings were hunters and gatherers. They ate meat from the beginning. Okay. Same way with the prophets and the angels of God were all shepherds. They all ate meat. Okay. Meat in itself is not bad. If you fry meat, it's bad. If you fry fish, it's bad. You have to either eat it raw, you know, like sushi, or eat it roasted, no burnt fat. If you burn the fat, you're going to get cancer. If you eat it raw, eat it medium rare, eat it rare, it won't give you cancer. It's the burnt fat that gives you cancer, not the meat. Okay? Meat is a condensed way to get high-quality protein. And the problem is, when people say, well, I'm a vegan. Well, how much gluten do you eat? Well, I get wheat, barley, and oats from Germany. I have it shipped in. It's high quality, and so it has less gluten. Well, you're still going to die. Instead of dying at 60, you'll die at 62. Okay? Gluten is gluten. There's no way to avoid it. You have to avoid gluten. If you eat gluten, you're going to be like the Italians. The highest death rate of anybody from the COVID virus is the Italians, except during the Spanish flu, it was the Indians because everybody was eating wheat. Wheat originated in India 10, 12,000 years ago as a farming grain, okay? And so the reason why 20 million Indians died during the Spanish flu was they all had gluten problems. They all died of hemorrhaging. The descriptions of H1N1 is they all die from blood coming from their eyes and their ears and their nose, and they're throwing up blood, and they're having bowel movements with blood and urinating blood. That's because they didn't have any platelets because their bone marrow cavities were filled up with scar tissue and fat because they've been eating gluten all their life. And when the soldiers came back from the First World War, you know, they all had the flu, no big deal. But when that hit the Indian subcontinent, oh, my gosh. 20 million died, 100 million got the infection because they didn't have any ability to absorb nutrients because their intestines were dead because they've been eating gluten all their life. And they all died of the infection from bleeding because they couldn't make platelets to defend themselves against the bleeding part.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. What a powerful.
See, you have to appreciate it. Let me say one more thing here. Again, for 2,000 years, medical doctors knew for a fact, on the eyes of God, that the pandemics and the plagues were caused by evil spirits, and that's why they invented bleeding. And they could put leeches on you to suck all the evil spirits out.
Okay, Doc. Hold on. Oh, what an incredible education this morning. I want to open it up to the audience. Anyone who's listening, hit star.
Did billionaires happy ask a question?
I didn't ask a question.
Happy.
I was waiting.
I didn't know she was there.
I am here.
Oh, I didn't know you were there, but I was calling you earlier. All right, billionaires happy, go right ahead.
Are you familiar with lectins, doctor? First of all, thank you so much. It's been a wealth of information. And my concern is about lectins and gut health and gut bacteria and just making sure that the – I know you were saying that a lot of these things damage the small intestines and everything, but are you familiar with that as far as lectins and that type of thing? And does your products – help to heal the gut lining?
The program, the 90 essential nutrients, will give your body the raw materials it needs for your stem cells to replace the damaged lining of the small intestine. It'll take a small intestine that looks like a garden hose on the inside and regrow all the villi. It'll regrow all the villi, but you have to stay away from gluten. Now, if you're going to get lectins from rice, it's fine. But if you're going to get lectins from wheat, it's not fine.
So it's not that the lectins are bad. It's just where it's just coming from, the source of it?
There cannot be any gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. Get that through your head.
Thank you.
I guess he made that clear. All right, we got time for it.
This is Billionaire Be Brave.
Billionaire Be Brave, go ahead.
Two questions. Could you talk about dairy, and can you talk about agave nectar as a sweetener?
I use agave.
Okay, well, that's fine, okay, because there's no gluten in agave, right? There's no gluten in berries, but you have to watch it when you're eating vinegar, you know, like ketchup and things like that. You go to a restaurant and you read the label on ketchup, it says it contains vinegar. Well, if it just says vinegar, you're looking at white vinegar, which is made from wheat. Can't have it. You're looking at salad dressings. You're looking at things like that have been, you know, on the table in the restaurant for a month. It's oxidized. The oil's in there. It's going to kill you because it's got trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides in it. You eat salads and you say, I'll pull the croutons out of my salad, and you got the dust from the gluten in your salad. And just a little few granules of dust from the croutons in your salad will kill your intestines so you can't absorb nutrients. I send it back. You know, I say, look, I want a gluten-free salad. I don't want any croutons or nothing in my salads. I don't want any dressings when I go to a restaurant. I just want lemon wedges on the side. And I used to think that sushi was gluten-free, but they put wheat flour in sushi to hold the rice in the sushi rolls. So you can't eat sushi anymore unless you make it yourself, or do you have somebody make it that's not putting wheat flour in it? You got to watch it. It's in everything.
Okay. Great. Who's got the next question, the last question?
Priceless jewels. I want to ask him about vision impairment. What nutrients are you lacking in vision impairment? Let's say retinitis pigmentosis and immaculate degenerate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, you have to appreciate that your eye is attached to your brain through the optic nerve, which is the second cranial nerve. Your second cranial nerve is made in the brain. It goes, travels through the skull to the back of the eye. This new book I have coming out deals with this in great detail. I won a wager with an eye doctor who was at one of my lectures and called me a liar because I said I could reverse macular degeneration even if people had been blind 6, 8, 10 years. And he called me a liar, and I said, well, let's have a little wager. Give me 27 of your patients, and that have been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years, you're the eye doctor, have diagnosed them with macular degeneration. If I could get half of them, he said, well, if you could get one of them, 20, 20 in 90 days, you'll win the wager. I said, okay, I want a bottle of wine. I want a dinner at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse, and I want you to make me a CD so that you're going to apologize to me for calling me a liar in public. He said, you're on. Well, make a long story short, in 90 days of my program, he gave 27 charts of people who've been legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years of macular degeneration on my program. In 90 days, 25 of the 27 could read 20/20. Two more weeks, the other two could. And he paid off on the bet. Okay? And that's because they all had osteoporosis in the skull, and he misdiagnosed them all, okay, as having macular degeneration because the skull was squeezing the optic nerve, which is ONA, optic nerve atrophy, caused by osteoporosis of the skull. This is an extremely common thing in older people. Doctors never tell you, oh, you have osteoporosis, so I want to put a new knee in. What about the osteoporosis of the skull? You lose your sense of smell, you lose your vision, you lose your hearing, you get ringing in the ears, you get balance problems, you get atrial fibrillation, you get tachycardia, you get all these things caused by osteoporosis of the skull, and doctors never tell you this. Well, this new book is going to revolutionize healthcare in the world, coming out in a month.
Okay, Doc. Thank you. Wow, what an incredible way to start off our day here with Dr. Wallach.
And
also,
thank you, Ali.
You heard a lot of stuff about different products and Your contact would be 773, the number to call, 704-6651. That's HattieM.com. And Dr. Wallach,
I had one question.
Yes, is it Maggie?
Yes, good morning. I've been really impressed. I've been really impressed by everything that was said. I just have one question in regards to diabetic. I have some friends, they've been given prescription metformin, but do you have anything you'd like to share before a person has to go that direction?
Okay, here's the deal. Type 2 diabetes is a simple nutritional deficiency. It makes up 98% of the diabetic population. I'll repeat that. Type 2 diabetes is a very simple nutritional deficiency. Either one or two nutrients are specifically missing. Either one or both missing will cause type 2 diabetes. Okay? You get off all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bran, or oats, no sugar. You take either the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack if they have other issues. If they don't have any other issues, you can give them the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, which is our Healthy Starter Pack, right? The Healthy Start Pack with our secret sauce, which we call Sweeties. You have the secret sauce Sweeties to the Healthy Start Pack. It becomes the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. You take one of those for 100 pounds of body weight. Stay away from all the bad foods. Test your fasting blood sugar every day. And as your blood sugar drops, and it will, you reduce your medication based on the numbers. You don't cold turkey off your medication, but you reduce your metformin or whatever it is you're taking. You begin to reduce your medication or your insulin you're taking orally or your insulin you're taking by injection. You reduce it based on the numbers, and usually within days or weeks, you're an ex-diabetic. Now you have to stay on the 90 cents of nutrients forever. You have to stay away from all the bad foods forever. But type 2 diabetes, you need to get rid of. Now, there's a tribe of Indians called Pima Indians. The ones in Mexico have the lowest rate of type 2 diabetes in the world. Their cousins, who are the same genetics, who live in Parker, Arizona, have the highest rate of type 2 diabetes in the world. We're working with that population now. We're going to get rid of the diabetes in Parker, Arizona, okay, because it's a simple nutritional deficiency that they've been told is a genetic by all these doctors and just keeping them on insulin. Nobody should be on insulin except maybe type 1 diabetics, which is not a genetic thing. Mama's deficient when the beta cells are being formed in the embryo to make insulin. They don't have enough beta cells when they're born, so they have to be on insulin because they're not making enough insulin. But in many cases, they're kind of borderline. So if we give them our program, many of them who are type 1, they're born with it, type 1s, we can actually get them off of insulin also. Mm-hmm. But that remains to be seen for each one. But type 2 diabetics, you know, when somebody's 40 years old and they're diagnosed with diabetes when they're 40 years old, it's like, oh, you're a type 1.